What's happening? Why is there a light on? Oh, it's just you. Hello. Me? I was sleeping. Well, excuse me for using the key you expressly gave me for emergencies. Yes, there was an emergency. I got sad and a little bit drunk and I wanted to see you. That is the very definition of an emergency, how dare you. You wake me up, you turn on the light, and now you're insulting my ideas about definitions and etymology. How rude, I am never staying in this Airbnb again. Yeah, and you gave me a key for emergencies. Well, there was an emergency. I was lonely and cold. In what universe does that not constitute an emergency? Leave me alone. Well, maybe you should have thought about that before you gave keys to people you have an emotional attachment to. Maybe. I'm sorry I let myself in without saying anything. I just... I had a nightmare and then I had a drink and I was like, oh, this isn't making it better. So then I ordered takeout and that didn't make it any better. And then I was like, oh God, I'm really gonna have to just either go insane or go to your place. So I'm sorry, but I plopped for the second one. I just wanted to be somewhere that wasn't on my own. Of course, when I got here and I realized you weren't here, I was like, oh, probably out having a nice time. I don't want to bother them. I just thought sleeping in your bed would make me feel less anxious. And now it just sounds stupid and pathetic and like, that's not an emergency, but it felt like one. I'm sorry if I spooked you. And I'm sorry that I'm still staying in your bed, I just... I'm sorry. It was the one about my dad. No, it's fine. He's been dead for 5 years, I know, I just... I'm really sorry to be extra needy, but it's okay if I stay. Thank you. Also, what make of bed is this? Because it's amazing. This mattress is like sleeping on a marshmallow or something. Somebody's bougie. I like a bougie person. They have excellent taste in beds. So did you have a good night? It's not like you to be patrolling the streets at this ludicrous hour of 10:30. Absolutely scandalous. Oh, nice. What did you go see? Any good? But did you at least get popcorn? Nice save. I had very sad chicken with vegetables and potatoes. I watched half an episode of the good wife, and I drank 2 glasses of wine, fell asleep, and then woke up covered in sweat. So all in all, a mixed bag. Meh. So medicine's been helping a little bit. Sertraline? It's meant to be anti-anxiety and antidepressant, but I don't know. It takes ages to get into your system anyway, so only time will tell. And lots of chocolate. Who did you go to the cinema with? Pardon? With a girl? A human female? Why have I not been updated on this? Well, I don't assume you turned up to the cinema and then there was just a random girl there and you said, hey, come on, come with me. So, how did you meet? Is she a friend or foe? Why do I get this sneaking suspicion she's very pretty? You can say that she's pretty. You know, somehow I am aware of the existence of other women. I know, it's like I go outside or something. So, what's the situation? Do you like her? Do you find her a pleasant moviegoer with? Aww. You being all cutesy and I don't know. You sure you don't know? Well, it's okay if you do know. I think it'd be nice for you to have a girlfriend. Well, I hear they smell nice. Most do anyway. Aww. So you were out having a lovely date and I've come and crashed in your bed. Sorry. That could have been very awkward had she come back with you. Alright, God. You wouldn't have brought her back, okay? Well, you might have. I don't know, you might have Riz. And I just felt my entire body clench as I said the word Riz, because I am in my 30s and gross. Oh. I'm serious, it's nice. Good for you. You know, socializing, speaking to people you haven't known for years, building new connections and facing the possibility of it all crumbling down in front of you. Very, very good. No, I don't think it'll all crumble down, I admire your bravery. Because I'm a cowardly coward and I cower in my best friend's bed. Because whilst people are interesting, they're also incredibly painful. And I know. If you want to feel things, you have to be brave and go out there and make the effort, but I just feel like, no, thank you. One, can't be arsed. 2, can't be arsed. 3, really can't be arsed. And 4, I'm a terrified husk of a human being and I've never really gotten over the fact that my father died. See, what's not sexy about that? What person wouldn't go on a date with me and be like, whew, dead dad, hot. And now that I'm going to counseling for it, and it's all like, sertraline this, journal that, feel this, process this. And my head feels so filled with analyzing my feelings that I just feel like there isn't room for anybody else. Yeah, but you don't count. You're like part of the infrastructure. No, it's a compliment. It means you don't feel like... You just feel part of me, you know? Like my ribs. You feel like my ribs. I don't know, there's some kind of metaphor there, but essentially you just feel like... You feel comfy. And known and safe and familiar, and that's not just because you were in my proximity and we spent years together, it's because you're decent and kind, and I can sleep in your bed without the fear of sexual assault. Huge plus. You just feel like family. Isn't that the end goal with everybody anyway, to make them so familiar and close and intimate that it's just like, you are my ribs. Thanks. Look at me being so brave, going to counseling and paying a stranger to sit there and nod. Yeah, I don't know why I said that, because it's not actually true, because she's clearly a very talented professional person who's worked very hard to understand human psychology, so yeah. Apologies to Allison. I just struggle with compliments and recognition and praise because I am, in fact, a teenage boy. So, whatever. Anyway, what was my point? My point being, you are very brave and I admire you and I think you should go see Cinema Girl again. Well, I don't know what her name is. What's her name? Sarah. Okay, sorry. Cinema Girl is dead. Sarah lives. So, when are you seeing her again? Why not? I thought you said she was nice and pretty. And aren't those qualities most people look for? Or are you in that very niche demographic that wants them unkind and ugly? I'm not here to kink shame. Then why, oh why, are you not going out with the nice pretty girl again? It just wasn't right. No, I get that. We can just feel that you're not compatible, or you're just not quite connecting or hearing each other. Oh, that's a shame, I'm sorry. But there will be more dates, and there will be more cinemas, and there will be more Sarahs. I promise. Because being the hypocrite I am, I can be very dismissive of my own relationships and very positive about yours. Because I'm a bit of an ass. Well-intentioned one, though. Always. But it's very good that you are starting to date. Because all those years of I need to work on myself and who's ever going to want to go out with me and I'm never going to be good enough and then and then and then and then all that bollocks. Excuse me, I know bollocks when I see bollocks and I hear bollocks and I'm around bollocks and that was bollocks. Because you have a good face and nice eyes and you don't give off creepy vibes. That is essentially the marker for all good candidates. I'm gonna lay back down now because I'm lazy and exhausted. And I might have to spoon you a little bit. a little. Because you feel like a hot water bottle, but better. Because you don't have to get up in the middle of the night and refill you. You stay warm. What do you mean this isn't normal? What's normal? Having a spooning session with your bestie is very normal. And if it's not normal, then normal can lick my hymen. My very broken, ruined from horse riding hymen. Because I don't want careful friendships where you have to tiptoe around each other and you tell each other lies and you basically just go, no, you're fine when you're not. I want spooning and snuggles and codependency. Or maybe not codependency, but just dependency. I want you to lean on me and me to lean on you. Because I'm not a self-cleaning oven. I need engagement and cuddles and warmth and familiarity, and you are all those things. If I ever do get around to dating, I hope I date you. Or, you know, someone like you. In fact, no, probably just you. Well, if I ever stop being a chicken shit and I get through therapy and do some self-improvement, maybe me. But of course, that would require you to be interested in not dating Sarahs. And we're apparently now facing. Hello? Why have you gone all serious? Okay, fair enough. Yeah, I might have just slipped that in there hoping that you give me no response, but apparently you are giving me a response, and I'm kind of glad and kind of, like, freaking out, so. Yeah, I would date you. For all the reasons I just listed above. You know, being kind, decent, nice face, no history of sexual assaults. Ticks all the boxes. But I don't want it to be like some kind of pity project where you're like, oh, well, my broken, stupid, introverted friend. Okay, let's hold hands and try this out. I want you to actually want to do it. I'm not messing with you, I just have an avoidant attachment style. Where I desperately want intimacy, but I'm also deathly afraid of it. But if I was to be totally, vulnerably, stupidly honest with you, yes, I would want to date you. Because you're the place I want to go to when I'm sad. You're the person I want to hug. And the first person I think about when I have something to say. And you're already my family. I feel like that's enough reasons. No, you're probably right. No hasty midnight decisions, so should probably sleep on this and have a sober, still honest conversation tomorrow. Fun. But I think we can do that. I would like to stay asleep in your arms, though. At least on that we agree. Good night. Looking forward to our awkward and frank conversation tomorrow. I'll try to be brave, but I'm not making any promises. I'll probably just mumble, "Yeah, I like you, so what?" I did tell you I'm a teenage boy. Good night.